Time for another Google is Evil, DoNotGod.com video presentation. Alright, so it's a mystic video. Again, I will defend myself to those critics who say, why are you bothering? Responding or interacting or listening and all of that. I'm doing it because, yes, there's a history with the modern mystic, and we did have a lot of, I thought, very good conversations that helped me clarify a lot of my own understanding of concepts like free will and all that kind of stuff. And it was all quite useful to talk about the brain and the fact that the brain is all there is, and all of this stuff that seems like there's something more than brain. But no, it's just brain. It's just, this is what brains do. They create a person, an identity, a thing, okay, a wanter, okay, a processor, something that scrutinizes, looks for pattern matches, processes the environment and gets triggered by it, and then has a thought or has a feeling. And all of that came out of those conversations, and so I thought that was very productive. But yeah, now he's a lunatic. Can't even talk to him. He's just, there's no logical buttons to press, and he's just an emphatic, feeling denier. That's all you got. I mean, it's some kind of conspiracy, in my opinion. He's trying to convince me that how I feel doesn't matter. That if I made a universe of, just made out of me's, if evolution just made a bunch of me's, that, I just replicated really good and my stuff got cloned, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's just that the universe allowed for the matter to be in the form of me. And then it made a bunch of me's in misery, or it made a bunch of me's in pleasure, that I can't tell the difference and say one universe fails and one universe is okay. Of course I can. Of course anything intelligent could, because anything intelligent would know sensations are fuck. Yeah, fuck. It doesn't matter that it's just something my brain is creating. It's fuck. It's fucking shit. It's shit. It's real shit. It really happens. Real neurons do a pattern thing, and the pattern creates the fake sensation. It doesn't matter that it's fake. It doesn't matter it only happens in a brain. It doesn't matter that it's just electricity and electrons. The fact is the difference between the brain that feels good and the brain that feels like shit is a fucking cavern of difference. It's black and white. It's space versus matter. It's as contrast as you can get in terms of being opposites. Proton versus electron. Obvious differences, substantial differences, fundamental differences. And I just can't imagine somebody trying to convince me that it really doesn't matter whether I'm tortured or not tortured. That it's a moot question, on the matter scale, on the value scale. It doesn't mean anything. It's totally irrelevant. Torture is irrelevant. How can anybody conscious believe that? How can anyone who has had a feeling believe that it doesn't matter whether they spent an eternity being tortured? I mean, obviously most people don't fall for this, because most people can be motivated by religious fear tactics of saying you're going to spend an eternity being tortured, and they really don't want to do that. So yeah, it scares them. And it would scare me if I thought it was a realistic possibility that I could survive my death and have to face some trauma. Then I would take it seriously too, because I take feelings seriously. They're undeniable. They scream, pay attention to me. they say it so clear and so definite, and it's just an undeniable truth, fact, that I cannot say they are in any way, these different feelings, irrelevantly different. They're quite relevantly different. So, my speculation is the modern mystic believes this because it makes it easier for him to live his life. That by negating the existence, in a sense, of his own welfare, I mean, I'm sure he's concerned with it, but he'll use some rationalization that I'm just doing what robots do and I'm just paying attention to it, but it doesn't really matter whether I'm tortured or not. So he doesn't have to involve philosophy, thinking or logic in evaluating the state of his welfare in the context of a world full of things with a welfare stake. And so he doesn't have to account for any of it. And so he can live his life without this oppressive sense of torture. So, look, I've used analogies for this. You know, if you're a serious thinker, you're going to get into trouble on planet Earth because basically all around you are, Hitler's ovens. And all kinds of things, important things, are being thrown in and being tormented and tortured and abused by all kinds of circumstances. The exploitation of the capitalists, all the stuff where people's welfares are being marginalized, all the kids being raised by imbeciles. I mean, so many welfares are being tormented. I mean, so many people, frankly. And then you add up, most people who are smart understand that animals do feel, and that they also are experiencing horrific circumstances through nature. So, nature's just, one of Hitler's aides. He's the Mengele of the analogy. So, a person who does any thinking is going to say, this is so expensive. There's just so much bad happening to so many. And, all the little, statistics tell you, the cat has 20 kittens. Obviously, the 20 kittens aren't surviving. It's not happening. And they all have to be killed by nature in some way. And it's not like some nice little graceful death. it's a horrible degrade in their function. Piece by piece, they're whittled down and destroyed. And, it's horrible. And, so a thinking person is stuck with this, going into sitting on their deck. This is the analogy, right? You're sitting on your deck, and the analogy is that it's legal for people to throw, dogs and cats and Jews or who or whatever else they want to, little kids, to throw them into the ovens in their backyard, and you have to get a whiff of it now and then, and you see the smoke, and you see the ashes, and you see bits and pieces of it here and there in your life. Little hunks of the crap, drift in front of you. So look, me and the mystic don't get along. I don't have a problem. Go ahead, insult me, blah, 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 blah. But as long as you're talking some sort of, something on a subject and it's not about me, then fine. I can get over it. But he can't, apparently. So I have trespassed against him by being an advocate for the victims, by finding it really offensive that he would talk this glib crap about how somehow it doesn't matter if things are tortured. We don't need more insensitivity in the world, frankly. The human race is already more than sufficiently insensitive. It's disgusting from my perspective that somebody would waste their time trying to, build rationalizations and excuses for not paying any attention and just going about your business as a robot, obedient to some ambiguous statement that, you don't have anything to do with it in terms of what you think doesn't have anything to do with it. When, of course, it has everything to do with the outcome, what you believe. will create the world that will exist is what's in people's stupid heads. And it's vitally important that they don't have some perception that there's nothing happening here. There is something happening, and it's important that it happen one way versus another way. This is like trimming the hedge. You just don't stick the hedge trimmer in, just let it do whatever it wants to do. You know, whatever the wind says, you know, or how much sun is hitting it, or some other environmental circumstance. No, you control it for reasons, and we have to control, you know, what we are, and there's lots of reasons to apply control over our function. So, there is hostility because, yeah, it's like I'm talking to Hitler fucking. What's the difference? I mean, Hitler was a racist. That was his big problem. Okay, if we took away Hitler's racism, oh, well, all of a sudden everything's okay, right? I mean, because most of the rest of his philosophy wasn't repugnant nonsense. At least it was something to debate, you know, whether Europe needed to be unified and whether it's better off and all that kind of crap. Those are real conversations. The fact that all Jews are penny-pinching, exploitonist creepoids or something, yeah, well, that's just crap. So, what is there to argue here? So, yeah, that's the dilemma, is that there's this one notion in the mystic's head, okay, that I can't apparently, that there's no, you know, he's intolerant to argument regarding, and he's certainly intolerant to anybody being distracted by how horrific they see his rhetoric as being, how disgusting it is, okay? Because to me it's no worse than racism, this glibism. But anyway. So, I'll play some of this video, but it's just, you know, people who've listened to his videos, I just marvel at how he says absolutely nothing. I mean, there's nothing here. We are made out of the same stuff I'm made out of the same stuff this battery is made up of. You know, there's little electrons, little protons, little atoms, blah, 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 all stuff going zim, zip, 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 zip. And somehow, because we're made out of the same shit, I'm the same as this. Same thing. No different. I mean, I'm a little more complicated. I have more mass. There's more electricity flowing, you know, brains doing a little bit. Who cares? Not interesting. It's a silly premise. So, if there was two computers, you know, one computer just computed, and one computer manifested sensations, you know. So it's the same brain hardware. One has the I can feel it thing happening, and one has no idea there's a feeling thing. You know, it's just computing numbers. It's just popping out words, okay. Never felt the thing. And I can't make a distinction. I can't identify the fact that, well, the welfare of the one that feels matters. The welfare of the one that doesn't obviously doesn't matter. I mean, it's the difference between a human being who's asleep and a person who's alive, you know, or a person who's dead and one who's alive. You know, the minute after you're dead, okay, you still have cells, you still have all this living, you still have a lot of living properties. Yeah, okay, your heart's not beating or your brain isn't doing its proper electricity thing, so you're not conscious and alive. To not make a distinction, like if something has to be thrown out of the boat and die, well, yeah, I'll throw out the thing that's already dead. Yeah, it makes sense. I guess, if you're going to stick a nail in one of their eyes, you know, you have no choice. A nail must be stuck in an eye. What eye do I stick it in? The dead guy's eye or the live guy's eye? Come on. That's a difficult question. That's not a question. That's not a subject. Oh, fuck it. Yeah, it's a subject. All right. Well, anyway. So he won't interact. He won't have a conversation on this fundamental subject of is the mechanical function. It's just a mechanical function. It's just like the hedge trimmer vibrating the blades. We feel. Okay. So when you turn on our hedge trimmer, you know, when you pull the switch on us, Yeah, we don't have cutting blades and all that shit. We have, ooh, I feel shit. Yeah, so we have a different function. And because it's an on-off switch, that means the hedge trimmer is the same as the human being, or the same as the rabbit. What is there to argue? No, that's not true. They're not the same. They're not irrelevantly different. They're very relevantly different. All right. So okay, this video begins. So if anybody, you know, there's so little audience for either one of us, but if anybody listening to this video who listened to the Modern Mystics video, if you can tell me what the fuck he said, I would appreciate it, because I couldn't make any sense of it all. All I could tell was he was insulting me and saying, don't have a conversation with me. Okay, I don't care. I don't need to have a conversation with you. Okay, so I'll just respond to what you're saying, and we'll just leave it at that. Sorry. Yeah.
Anyway, this is a video to cut Gary and mend him off.
So it's not to me, because he's obviously saying don't talk to me. You know, so I don't understand why he says it's to me when he says basically don't talk to me. And then he says this little bit here. It's just, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Cut Gary and mend him off in his prime, Justin.
Off in his prime? I don't know what that means. Off in his prime? I don't know. What does that mean? I don't know what it means.
In case you thought, Gary.
So that looks like he's saying, fuck you. Okay, I got that part.
We're going to have a conversation about anything.
In case you thought we were going to have a conversation about anything. Okay, we're not going to have a conversation. Okay. See, I thought I could put some polite text in his video and just say, well, you know, that your argument that the map isn't the territory, you know, that's basically what he's arguing. Anything we imagine or understand doesn't have anything to do with the reality. The reality is something entirely different. And I was just making the point that, now, frankly, we have a lot of pretty good maps. We're pretty good at mapping stuff. I can map the difference between a hedge trimmer and a rabbit. I can do that. And I can map the difference between a hedge trimmer being precisely navigated and one where you just throw it in the bush and see what it does. I can tell the difference between those things. Come on. I'm getting the map and the territory are the same fucking thing. Nobody's fucking that up. You know, where the map and the territory go all funky is when people put gods in it and souls and all this other crap. Yeah, okay. Then the territory and the map don't have anything to do with each other. But your accusation that I'm making up a religion because I'm saying feelings matter, that seems to me just plain crazy, because every single moment of my existence on this earth, I have been quite aware of the mattering bit. The fact that, yeah, fuck yeah, it matters. I can tell the difference. I mean, it's like figuring out water's wet. I mean, it's so fucking obvious.
And I'll open this up in a way that hopefully is useful for everyone.
Yeah, so there's nothing new to see here. He's just saying feelings are electrons and protons, and therefore they're hedge trimmers. They're hedge trimming. So the function of hedge trimming, you know, a vibrating thing, anything I can put, a watch, a clock, a light bulb, these are all just mechanical devices. We're just a mechanical device, therefore there's nothing to see here. It's just mechanical devices doing mechanical things. And there's absolutely no reason for you to think, if it's conscious, it's got a standing or a foundation for you to think you might have to treat that thing different. The fact that it can feel, okay, and be tortured, maybe I have to treat that thing different than I treat the rest of the shit in the universe. He's saying, no, you're just being confused. You got it wrong somehow. And I'm saying, how can every bit of my experience as a consciousness screams the opposite? Screams, it makes a huge difference. I don't want to be tortured for a damn good reason, because it's no fucking good. It sucks. It has shitty value matrix. you shouldn't have to go over this and over this. I'll jump ahead a little bit, but, you know, it'll just be more mush. There's nothing here explaining to me why I should pretend it doesn't matter if I'm tortured for the next 10 years. You know, if I go to jail and they beat me and, you know, just torture me. You know, it doesn't matter. It's not a degrade. It's not, you know, a problem. It's not a negative thing. You know, bullshit.
Trimmer, what word did I use? Created?
So again, this isn't about any of that crap, so it's not even close to a response. I don't give a fuck about how the universe got here. I don't give a fuck about what started moving. I couldn't care less about any of that shit. That doesn't have anything to do with it. We know what evolution does, okay? We know that evolution takes a pattern, and it makes more things that have that pattern. So it sucks up matter that's in all kinds of arrangements. It eats hedge trimmers and converts them into lawnmowers. I mean, that's what evolution does, okay? It takes one form of matter and it converts it into this thing. And it just keeps making more and more and more of those copies if those copies are capable of out-functioning the rest of the shit in the universe. And that's evolution. And it takes millions of years to create these, you know, complex lawnmowers. Yes, and we're lawnmowers with a smartphone. Yes. And it makes a difference, okay? You know, smartphone plus, you know, plus the feeling bit.
Shit. My evolution. And then we go into the ridiculous argument of the word evolution. See, I say
there's nothing ridiculous about it. It's the very mechanism that created this complexity, and the complexity has led to the creation of an arrangement of matter that is intrinsically not one worthy of repeating, not one good to make more of. The suffering psychology. Any organism that has brain pattern, okay, little neurons connected in a certain way that create this phenomenon of, ow, that sucks, stop doing that. I mean, he thinks when we say, ow, that sucks, stop doing that, that that's just some sort of robotic response. Those are just empty words. They're not empty words. They're based on the fucking experience of, shit, that's fucking obnoxious. It's horrible. It's bad. So he's basically saying the universe can't have bad in it. Okay? It can't. It's not possible that the universe could create bad pattern. It's not possible. He's saying it's impossible, and yet we're experiencing it. Yet I'm sitting here experiencing it, and he's telling me it's impossible for it to exist. So he has no reason to know it's impossible. He's just saying complexity can't do that. Complexity can't create value. A value circumstance. A circumstance that has any intrinsic value. Well, I'm saying, quite obviously, I have sufficient complexity that I have achieved the creation of value. I can feel good, and I can feel bad, and it's real bad, and it's real not bad. Okay, well, we'll call it good, we'll call it not bad. And it's just as real as electrons are positive, negative, and protons are positive. It's just as real as the difference between electrons and protons.
I mean, yes, we all know the ancient language will say the human created the hedge trimmer.
All right, so again, this is just strawmanning. I mean, who cares about humans creating anything? Who cares about, we're applying our intelligence and manipulating the environment? I'm clearly not any advocate that we're doing anything good with our intelligence, but scheming most of the time. And it's taken us forever to figure out obvious things like, you know, maybe you should wash your hands before you stick them up some woman's vagina, that kind of shit. We haven't even figured out simple shit. Okay, so I don't have any grand notion that we're spectacular intelligences. My whole argument is that what we are capable of doing is logic. Our brain wants to get right answers because that's worked evolutionarily. We had to sort of figure out that what can eat us and what can't eat us, and we couldn't get those answers wrong. So we do have the capacity to do logic. And the fact is, we have enough facts now to do some pretty good logic about the fact that, well, if I feel I have no good reason to believe the other shit doesn't do that, and it's just as important that they feel good, that I feel good, that this ain't a single player game, okay? And that there's consequences to everything we do. If we eat all the cake, then we won't have any cake for dessert. I mean, we can figure out all these simple little things that say, gee, it'd be a lot more efficient to, you know, to build the staircase out of wood instead of Jell-O. You know, lots of, you know, just obvious shit. You know, don't build your house out of, you know, paper mache. You know, whatever. Ugh.
The universe created the human. The universe created the hatred.
Okay, so who cares? Who cares? This isn't about creation or any of that crap. It's about the fact that we know there's these 100 little atomic elements or atoms, and that they can arrange, and that if a evolution kicks in, that is, if one of these arrangements, these molecules, ends up replicating itself, it can spread and make lots of copies, and it can gain complexity through a process of competition. And the fact is we gain some complexity. The complexity has created the illusions in our brain, but those illusions are in fact physical events. They're not illusions in the sense that it's a real projector, it's a real screen, it's a real physical phenomenon. There's real electrons doing real things, and there's real sparks, and there's real stuff, events, that create the illusion. So clearly the illusion is not nothing. It's a something, a physical event, it's a real pattern, and it's a real pattern that sucks. Torture is a shitty brain pattern.
And then can you see the pettiness? It's just horrible, nasty, little, wordy, petty shit that we all go with. Of things like the human created the hedge trimmer.
So again, same shit, right? So this is just a straw man. Again, none of these people are having conversations, giving a shit about who created anything. That's not the subject. The subject is, can I tell the difference, okay, the real differences between this, physically, the hedge trimmer even, and this biological organism? Can I tell the difference between this biological organism when the heart's working and the brain is functioning and it's got a whole bunch of shit going on and it's feeling and enduring sensations, and this when it's dead and it's not feeling sensations anymore? Can I tell the difference, and does the difference matter? And I'm arguing, oh, clearly the difference fucking goddamn matters. I'm going to treat the dead thing completely differently than I'm going to treat the living thing. Come on. Too silly.
That is the reality of things. The one and only universe.
So just this idea is that somehow if I make the universe, I just look from the universe's perspective. Okay, yes, first off, the living things are, you know, they're taking up almost no percentage of the matter. But who cares? It's the most important shit in the universe. It's just a fact. It's the only diamond in the fucking... miles and miles and miles and miles of crappy rock. You know. Yeah. And that's just the fact. The fact is that if the universe didn't have feeling things in it, who cares? You know, nobody could worry. Nobody could have anything to fret about. There'd be no cause for alarm. All right. I had to take a little pause there. Moving on.
But we deal in the... You can't even say vanishingly small, because vanishingly small doesn't even cut it.
All right, so again, now he's just saying that somehow because we're a tiny percentage of the universe, that is some other reason not to pay attention. And again, if there was just one rabbit in the entire universe, and there was just one rabbit... Okay, and I looked at the whole universe as an intelligence, and I surveyed the whole universe and said, okay, that's a planet, that's just an asteroid, that's another blob, they're just spewing this, there's a little bit of chemistry, but there's not even another piece of algae to worry about. There's no chemistry more complicated than peanut butter. And then there's a rabbit. You know, where am I going to, what is rationally, what do I pay attention to? What do I say? Hey, do I have to do anything here? Well, I ought to see if the rabbit needs a carrot. Yeah, that's what I ought to do.
What is the brain? It's the most minutest part of the universe.
All right, so again, this kind of conversation is just pointless. But somehow it's about how much of the universe is alive. Life doesn't matter as long as it's a tiny percentage of the universe. Okay, that's a silly argument, in my opinion. I mean, that's too ridiculous to even entertain as having any possible relevance. So, but to him, that's all it is. She's just saying, look, there's 99.99% of the universe is hedge trimmers, and somehow you want me to pay attention because there's a lawnmower over there. You know, one of the hedge trimmers is a lawnmower. Who cares? Yeah, who cares? Yes, I agree. Who cares? That's not what's being discussed. It's not hedge trimmer against lawnmower. It's hedge trimmer against living, feeling brain. And living, feeling brains deserve consideration because they are manifesting feelings, and I've sampled what feelings are, and they're serious business. they're not hedge trimming.
Evolution created the human, and evolution created the hedge trimmer. Or we can say
again, so who cares what created it? We're talking about the properties it possesses. And the properties can be compared and understood to be different things. A little piece of aluminum foil, battery, different things. I can see the properties are different. They have different function. Hedge trimmer, piece of foil, different. Not same thing. Not irrelevantly different. Substantially relevantly different. Feeling thing, non-feeling thing. Huge relevant difference.
Universe created the human. The universe created the hedge trimmer. But the pettiness of the human.
I mean, for him to say the pettiness of people who give a shit about the welfare of feeling creatures. That's what he's saying. The welfare of conscious brains. The pettiness of them. How dare they? How retarded that they would pay any attention to the manifestation of pain and suffering. What else is he saying? Is he saying something else? Somebody want to explain to me, because I've somehow misunderstood. What the fuck is he saying, except it doesn't matter. Feelings, they don't matter. What the fuck else is he saying?
All of the brain created the hedge trimmer. It's just so petty, it must be.
Right, well, it wasn't in any of the argument I made. I never made any creation argument, so that's just bullshit. I've only made the simple argument, I'm not a fucking hedge trimmer. You know, I have problems, okay, a little more complicated than the fucking hedge trimmer's problems. Shit.
Wrong. Or some ending like that. I just don't have words for the pettiness of it.
I just unbelievable that he would call somebody who thinks feelings deserve attention petty. You know, that having the capacity to feel is just, you're just so petty to think you're more important than the hedge trimmer. What? That's petty? You know, so you're being petty when you think it's more important that somebody, you know, if we're giving welfare to, like, you know, people that have kids and shit, and instead we should give just as much welfare to all the dead people. You know, we should dig them up and, you know, give them some food stamps. It's just, fuck. Shit. Yeah, whatever that means. Oh, God. Yeah, there's my okay. My counter emoji. Oh, fuck. All right, so that's probably enough. I mean, I just don't know how somebody can go this wrong. And like I said, all I can imagine is this is his coping mechanism. Is this just makes it easier. Like he'll accept that he's a hypocrite because he's just an evolutionary selfish robot, and so he's a hypocrite because he does care about how he feels. But this gives him huge power in interacting in the world because he doesn't have to see anything else as anything other than a hedge trimmer. So whatever happens to all the other hedge trimmers, it's just a hedge trimmer. You know, who cares? Is it shiny and pretty? Well, let's put it in a museum. Does it make noises? Let's make a band for it so it can make noises. You know, he's perfectly happy to say, well, let's arrange the hedge trimmers so they all can be doing something interesting, you know, a ballet of hedge trimmering. A little, and we have the hedge trimmers, la 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 la, they're all dancing around, trimming the hedges. Edward Scissorhandy kind of, you know, woo. You know, he'd be all for that. Just make the universe pretty and have all the little hedge trimmers lined up just right in their nice little Nazi uniforms. I mean, sorry, I threw that in. But yeah, that's all this is. Ugh, it's disgusting. This is just philosophy for the psycho killer. So if you want to empower the psycho killer, listen to some mystic videos and get good in the mood to just see everybody else as a fucking piece of turd. Oh, it doesn't matter what happens to them. They're just silly. They think they're important. You know, they're just petty, egotistical things that think they mean something because they can feel. Oh, big deal. So what? That doesn't make you any better than a hedge trimmer. There's just no accounting for this kind of idiot savantness, right? Where he knows, it's like the difference, you know, it is funny, right? The idiot savants have one single little tiny talent and can't do anything else right, right? And he's exactly the opposite. He can do everything right except this one thing he can't fucking do it. He can't understand what a feeling is. I mean, and you know, he won't put it in the universe. He'll just reject the idea that the word should have ever been invented because there's no such fucking thing. It's just electrons and protons. It can't be in anything. It can't be a feeling. How can an electron feel? Yeah, well, an electron can't do it. It has to do it as a pattern. Just as a living human has to have all the little cells it's made out of. The cells don't feel. The cells don't think. The cells don't do anything miraculous. Are interesting, let's just say, interesting in a processing the universe and creating models of it. The cells can't make a model. They are used to make the model. The bits of clay can't be a statue. The collection of the clay bits can be the statue. It's just so hard living on this planet because there's so many imbeciles and there's so few people that have his knowledge base. And to see him just piss it away, just throw it in the trash, you know, to go watch ballet, you know, or some other bullshit. And you're just like, oh, fuck, god damn. How can, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like, you know, you think about like how could a computer couldn't function with a wire this broken, you know, a piece of its infrastructure this fucked up. I mean, how can he get something so critical so fucking wrong? The most important fact in the universe, and he got that one wrong. Shit. That's all I can do. I just can lament. Damn it. Very irritating. Good brains gone bad. Very sad. Alright, so that's enough of a video. So this has been a DoNotGod.com video presentation. I don't think it means anything to anybody. I mean, obviously the mystic, I don't think he's going to convince too many people besides, you know, child molesters and such, of this philosophy of I don't have to worry about feeling things because they're just electrons and protons. All right, anyway. Fuck.